We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Here in Philadelphia,
straw purchases. Every felon that has a gun has either gotten it illegally or had somebody buy it for him. It's not usually not women shooting each other, but it's usually men buying it for him. And when that gun gets traced back to that person who bought it for that felon, there are no consequences. Got stolen out of my car, my house got burglarized, I lost it, Nothing. Nothing. There's no consequences whatsoever. That's insane. That person should go to jail, along with the person who killed somebody.
All right, nicely played by the mayor here. Steve Keeley will be with us momentarily. Dan, just let me know. One of our nominees, if you missed it yesterday, we have four nominees for the Person of the Year. Dan and I are putting together a special, which you'll hear on the station at 9 o'clock on December 2nd. They are Clarice. They're like a household name on this show. She's the woman with the school boards, 133 wins. There is Ed Dare, his win over Steve Sweeney. There's Dr. Damsker, who's being held incommunicado, we believe, in Bucks County. And there's Steve Keeley from Fox 29, who's the Dickens of Twitter. He's got a thing up here, Dan, that I wanted to get into on my own. He's got a good eye for this. The Dollar Tree story. 35-year streak of the dollar store being a dollar. And now it's a dollar and a quarter due to inflation. That's pretty big inflation. And they go down hard. I mean, that's their whole business, right? Only a dollar. Well, no more. Most stuff is going to be a dollar and a quarter. You can say, so what? What's the big deal? Well, it's significant of a 35-year keeping it at that. And in just 9 or 10 months, this administration and inflation driving it to a dollar and a quarter. Steve Keeley from Fox 29 joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, welcome in. I didn't see you at the news conference. Were you there today, or you don't cover that?
No, I'm on the outside. I previewed it all morning and talked about the latest homicides, and then our day team picked it up, and they're going to follow that, what was said there, and then follow up, report, and talk to some of the people in the community, too, and see what's going on.
Well, my takeaways from this, and you believe, and I do, too, and thanks to your help, that suspect list, like the baby with the woman who was killed in Longcrest, that it is over 500 homicides now, not 499. But I'm glad they had a conference kind of acknowledging that. But Steve, Oaks, Pennsylvania now is the most dangerous place on earth. And the other takeaway is that Philadelphia police can't do anything with straw purchasers. I've seen on your Twitter all the time, they bring people in, they go undercover, they bust them, they get a lot of guns, and they don't prosecute them, though, they arrest them.
First of all, the mayor doesn't follow the federal government, and what Bill McSwain's office had been doing before he left that office. They have really aggressively gone after straw purchasers, and the federal justices have been handing out stiff sentences, and they've had some very big successes there, including, I remember, a girlfriend of a guy who bought a bunch of guns, and these people are getting stiff prison sentences. I mean, just yesterday, I had tweeted a man getting a 9-year sentence. He just got caught carrying a gun, not shooting the gun. He was a convicted felon with a gun, and a federal judge handed out a 9-year sentence because he got caught by Philadelphia police who saw it in plain sight, tried to arrest him. He took off in his car. He got away, but they eventually caught him. Now, so he wasn't holding up a place. He wasn't shooting at anybody. He just had the gun in his possession. And he got 9 years because, as a convicted felon, You're not allowed to own a gun. So the federal judges in this town over at federal court at 6th of the Market have been doing a lot more to get criminals with guns who shouldn't have guns behind bars where they can't get any gun in prison, you would hope, more than the judges in this criminal justice center downtown, the local judges.
Well, you're the only one I follow on Twitter. Otherwise, I'd have to dig around the clock to find that story. And you talked about how harsh they were, or severe, or appropriately, though, Steve. And if we had more of that across the board from the local DA, et cetera, I think that a lot of these things, we wouldn't have repeat offenders. Word would get out. The thing, we don't want people walking around with a gun illegally because they're a felon or it's not registered or a ghost gun or whatever. That's what New York did under Giuliani and then Bloomberg to cut their homicide rate.
Yeah, you can pass all the gun laws you want. The problem is if they stopped making guns today, there's plenty of guns on the street already. And with these ghost guns where people can make them with directions on the Internet and finding parts, I think that issue is not what the top issue is, I don't think. And the mayor mentioned Oaks because of the little conference place out there. And I was just thinking to myself, the most dangerous show they have there is the amphibian show. And I had covered that where you could buy every poisonous animal known to mankind. And I went undercover. And I bought a cobra snake for like $60. And they were only in little plastic pie containers with air holes at the top. And I had to do a stand-up with our team, which I never do. Where this is where you say something on camera, and I'm all this little pie container with a cobra in there that I just bought for $60 legally, and I gave it back because the Fox Corporation said we don't even want to put that in the car because these things can kill with one bite.
Wow.
And when I handed it back to the guy, I didn't even want to refund. The guy said, "Hey, don't hold it over there by the air holes because they can smell." And we just had a lady in Florida killed because one of the fangs went through the air hole. And I had been holding that like that for like an hour. And I was like, hey, next time you might want to tell me this when I buy it. But anyway, that's I always thought that was the most dangerous show, where you can buy every poisonous snake and lizard and scorpion and everything known to man for free, because these people come up from Florida and sell them there at that same Oaks conference center there.
Well, we also wanted to get you on day before Thanksgiving to thank you so much. You are in an all-star cast, and I heard you poo-pooed that, but you can't get out. You're one of the nominees, and we're going to be talking with you in that vein soon, and then play that on December 9th. And the reason is that you're dogged, you're resilient, and you have a heck of an eye for the news, second to none. I marvel at the stuff I see on your Twitter. It's the first thing I go to every day, and I think I'm plugged in, but not like this. And I just hope that's realized, Steve, because if we had a lot more of that, the story we just mentioned, that 9-year sentence, I didn't see that anywhere else. So December 2nd, this will be airing.
Well, can I say this? You can't give yourself an award, but nobody can step into the massive shoes that Rush Limbaugh left. And it's not just information that you give out to the audience. You do something else that Rush did. Rush was an entertainer. It was almost like watching Johnny Carson's monologue. I laugh a lot of times when I listen to Rush. And when you and Dan are on, you find yourself laughing. I know you guys don't come on and consider yourself a comedy duo, but it's entertaining and informative, and I think you and your listeners deserve the award for making this 12 to 3 o'clock period a success, which nobody thought was possible. And I'm telling you, that is a really impossible job, to step in the shoes of somebody who's one of the greatest names in radio history, and to make it as successful as it is, and to make it as enjoyable and informative as it is, I think there's an award right there. And I know you can't give yourself an award or a pat on the back, but I'm telling you, what I'm saying to you right now, everybody listening agrees with me. I am 100% sure.
Oh, Steve, that is very, very nice. We'll try to live up to that. Now, it's a tradition for our side question of the day before Thanksgiving. And I did this, Steve, the first time I broke in at WWDB, they let me on during the daytime. It was Thanksgiving Day, 3 to 6. How hard is that? I had a tin of Reisman pretzels, and I just asked, you can invite 3 or 4 people to Thanksgiving dinner, living or dead. Phone lines lit up. There were 9 lines there for the 3 hours. It was the easiest thing in the world. Who would Steve Keeley have over the Thanksgiving dinner, living or dead?
I would have Dom Giordano, Larry Krasner, and John McNesby. And I think we'd all leave dinner by apple pie all agreeing with each other and figuring out a solution to this situation. That's what I think.
Very, very
nice. A good Thanksgiving.
Hey, Steve, to you and your wife, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for your dedication, and thanks for all the times you come on. It is a lot of fun and information, Steve. Thank you.
Dom, it's an honor being part of the show, even just listening to it. So thank you for doing what you do and Dan, too. And I'm glad you're successful because of your listeners, and it's keeping it going. And I couldn't be happier to tune it in and get the information and get a laugh a lot, too. So thank you, too, at this Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Steve, very much. Steve Keeley here. And we'll have more with him December 2nd.
That was a roller coaster, Dom, for me personally at the end there. I mean, what a nice compliment from Steve.
Oh, yeah, he's...
To leave me out of Thanksgiving, invite you, Krasner, and Kenny.
Oh, there you go.
I
want to
be
right,
there,
yes.
too.
Yeah, and McNesby and Krasner.
Yeah, that's what I meant, McNesby, Krasner, and you. And I get left out, Steve? Come on.
Yeah, that's true, too. There's got to be a space for Dan and the pierogi chipotle soup there at the Thanksgiving table. Yes. All right. So we're really happy with what listeners have come up with. We'll interview the four. We'll play that for you. We'll play snippets on the show. And then the special on December 2nd. And then we'll have the big vote. We'll see who, boy, it's a fierce competition. And Dan, when you put it up on Twitter, I didn't look at it today at Dom Show 1210. How's it going?
I am pulling that up right now, but last I looked, Dr. Damsker had a sizable lead.
Yeah, but it was the part I saw, everybody was well represented. I think with Damsker, what's driving it is not only the significance of what he did before, but they realize what happened out there in Bucks County. He is incommunicado. He's not able to talk. The villain that I pat myself on the back that I have put on the radar screen to listeners that the media doesn't even know about, Dan, how much fodder there is the Good Afternoon woman, the Beamer, Allison
Good
Beam.
Afternoon.
Yes, this petty little authoritarian. She's a lawyer heading up public health. Now, the disaster of Rachel Levine, or Dom, excuse me, Admiral Levine, remember, highest-ranking female in the history of the military. Just think about that. Maybe we should leave that aside. After that reign of terror, now this woman comes in. Her fingerprints are over. She does not give an inch, even though she's not a doctor or scientist, and she went after Damsker. Damsker was such a huge threat, and he was, because the rest of the state, school boards and others, were saying, hey, if Damsker says it, that's good enough for me. We're going to act on that. She came in, pushed him aside along with the commissioners out there, and that's where we stand right now. So maybe that's why listeners are, you know, wanting to support that. I get that. He's a great choice. But a woman who wins 133 school board seats is not, and a guy, Ed Dehrer, driving furniture and beating Steve Sweeney. These are, if this were the Seven Fishes this year, oh, my God, the speeches, the stuff that would go on. Seven Fishes will return once we're past, you know, all the things we have to live by as far as getting people together, et cetera, hopefully next year. But, boy, Dan, they would have been as good, if not better, than the previous nominees, I think, each with an unbelievable story to tell of courage and expertise. So, that's what the plan is. All right, side question, just like Steve Keeley answered, Jim Jordan answered, Dan's, we heard, and mine. Hit us who you would have over to Thanksgiving dinner. Today will be our third winner at the end of the show. We'll be here on Friday. We have a best of tomorrow. Who are some of the people on the best of tomorrow, Dan?
Pulling that up one sec. We have Alan Dershowitz, David O., Donald Trump Jr., Ian Smith. We'll hear the entirety of your great speaker series with Brian Kilmeade from Monday night. We'll hear that interview. It's very time relevant to after this press conference between you and Will Bunch following his column about the SEPTA incident. Stephen Simon, the owner of JB's Bakery and the great...
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, the proprietor of the Let's Go Brandon cookies. We'll hear from him and Joe Panaccio as well.
All right, so got a lot of good stuff tomorrow if you're traveling to Grandmom's house or looking for something, noon until 3, Dan's putting together a great speaker series. And right now, you can always find it on the station's Facebook page. The speaker series with Brian Kilmeade was first class. That guy is really good. I commend the book to you to make a great Christmas present. It's a pushback against those who are divisive. It tells American history, warts and all, but it shows how Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln came together to move forward. The guy I'm fascinated by, even though he's a bit kooky on top of everything, is in the book too. And I'm looking at another book about him, John Brown, who led the attack on Harper's Ferry. He was going to get the arms there. There were 100,000 weapons and start a revolt of the slaves. It's an amazing what Kilmeade does with that. So what a guy. Just a really, really good guy. All right, more calls, though. Hit us at the end of your call. Tell us who you would invite to Thanksgiving dinner. You get three people, living or dead. We'll put you in the running. A lot of this coming off this unbelievable news conference today with Jim Kenney, the ineffectual police chief. Krasner, I guess, has the day off, and he has tomorrow off, and to Dan's point, Friday. He's given off, and so have the courts on Friday, and yet they keep on talking about a backlog. Rather than spending, Dan, they kept on saying all these community groups, I was thinking this, we gave them $155 million here, $50 million here. How about you have Saturday court, people get paid, they come in, well, maybe they don't because they were off so much during COVID, but you can work out something, and let's drive down the backlog. How about working, how about starting at 8 o'clock rather than 10 o'clock? How about doing any of these things, you liars? They stand up there with an ineffectual media, say one crazy thing after another. Mostly, they blame the Second Amendment. They blame other people in Pennsylvania. When is Pennsylvania going to have enough and demand that their representatives do not give money to this crazy city? When? How much does it take to do that? Try to whittle down the amount of money they get from the state and let them know you're doing that. We have Martina White with us coming up, and the last time we had her on, Dan, there was a proposal to take money away from them. I forget what the sin was then. I'll trigger my memory of why they were suggesting that. They have to follow through, and they have to do it. That's the only thing that's going to stop Philadelphia a little bit. They have enough people here that just want to wake up and vote for progressive ideology. They love it. And if carnage results, they blame someone else. Their ideas are failures. They don't work. All the way back to the Pilgrims. You know, Steve Keeley referenced Rush. I think one of Rush's greatest moments was telling the Thanksgiving story. And the point of the Thanksgiving story, the socialist tendencies that the Pilgrims initially had until they went toward more individual initiative. And they were no longer starving and what the results were. That's the real Thanksgiving story. Not the type of nonsense we hear here in Philadelphia.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Dom time. Dan knows, but I'll tell you, I've done a national show, the Jim Bohannon Show, which I love doing the last couple nights. One of the biggest things last night is the number of people debating. Dan, do you happen to know why Ocean Spray cranberry sauce labels are upside down?
No. Wait, they are?
Yes, they are.
Why?
We'll see if, I'll give that out in a moment. Let's see if anybody wants to take a shot at that, why they are.
The fun here, but
I am not a fan of cranberry in any way, shape, or form.
It's
yes.
It's not the worst. The worst side is turnip at Thanksgiving. But
yeah, I don't like a turnip either. I like sweet potatoes a lot, not a turnip. But the mince pie, whatever the little minces are,
disgusting.
I hate the mince pie.
Is there any dessert that turns you off?
That would be one. I'll give you another one that turns me off. And I told
Dawn, is mince pie a dessert?
Yeah, I think it is.
Is it?
I thought it was a dessert.
I'll give you one. It is. You're right. It is.
Yeah, ambrosia. And the reason is it's got all these ingredients in it, and that's what Roe would make up. You know, we're going to somebody's house tomorrow for dinner, DJ's in-laws, and I've got to bring ambrosia. Oh, my God.
Isn't that just fruit and combined with marshmallow?
Yes, but it's marshmallows. It's some kind of...
gelatin?
They're not real fruit, though, you know?
What's your problem with ambrosia? Like, I'm looking at pictures here. It looks delicious.
Yeah, but going and getting all this stuff. Little pineapple things, and I don't like fruit that's in a can either.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Do you have to do a lot of the cutting, the chopping for her?
No, I didn't have to do any of that. Just going to get it. Just a good, the ingredient list.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. It just left a bad taste in my mouth. It was okay. I don't think it's that.
You know what Maisie's making tonight, and it bothers me to the
core? What's
that? For tomorrow, we're going up to her my sister-in-law's house, future sister-in-law house, her sister. And she was asked to bring sides, so we're making banquet potatoes, which are great. They're little cheesy potatoes with some cornflakes on top. But she's also making Brussels sprouts, Dom. And every time anybody makes Brussels sprouts, it makes the entire house smell like a bathroom. And it is the worst smell ever. And I am incredibly disappointed that I have to put up with that tonight. And look at me crying because she's going to be slaving over an oven, putting this together like Ro is with ambrosia. And look at us complaining about the...
Well,
the
true. I like a nice Brussels sprout if it's really baked well or,
no,
you know, it's really
it's
browned.
Gross.
No, there's nothing wrong with the Brussels sprout. I could go for
a
Brussels sprout right now.
Smell is such a turnoff that I can't even.
Well, the smell is not good. That's true too, and it might be a bit gaseous.
That and asparagus are both.
Oh, I love asparagus.
I love asparagus.
You put some
yeah,
parmesan
right.
on asparagus. Oh God,
put some
yes.
sesame seeds on asparagus.
I'll try that too.
Yeah,
I'll
really
tell
good.
Ro that she's
yeah.
cooking
that's
them
nice
up
crunch.
For tonight.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. The night before Thanksgiving dinner is probably one of the worst of the year. The night after is not bad. You have the turkey leftovers. But the night before?
What are you guys doing for dinner tonight? Because that's always a question, too, is since you're preparing all the food for tomorrow, you kind of do something different the night before. Is there something you're doing tonight?
Leftover salmon.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And some crab soup from Chap and Chucky's.
Yes, I have a little bit left. Just an eyedropper of that left. Yes, they have to keep me supplied. If I went there and they said, we're out of marrow and crab, that's it. There's going to be trouble.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody knows, though, Dan, why the Ocean Spray cranberry sauce labels are upside down.
We're already getting
down.
Calls on it, Dom.
I know. I was flooded. I had to tell people enough. There are more important things in the world last night on the Bohannon Show. Let's go to Marilyn in Philadelphia. All right, Marilyn, you think you know. Why is that?
I think I know. The can is basically where you would put the opener to open it. Is the opposite way, the opposite side of the can, so which makes the label upside down. Something
that's exactly
like that.
Right. Ocean Spray says that the cans are filled and labeled upside down with a rounded edge on top and the sharp can-like edge on the bottom to keep the jelly whole when you dump it out.
Right. Okay.
Why in the world is it a pilgrim thing? Can we get rid of the cranberry at Thanksgiving? What is it with the cranberry?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, it's on your shoulders, Marilyn. You got to answer him.
Yes, you got to answer.
I would never get rid of cranberry. Oh, my God. Turkey
how
without
often,
cranberries.
How often do you eat cranberry over the course of the year?
Maybe twice.
There you go. I rest my case.
And why do you only eat it twice?
There you go. There you go. It's too much trouble. Now, the most troublesome food, we all agree on this. That might be a side question, Dan.
Well, let me just add a disclaimer here. If you live in Hamilton, please turn off the radio. We don't want to piss you off anymore.
Oh, that's right. That's where you're going, Hamilton. I love Hamilton, even though it's only a couple traffic
Oh, that's not
lights.
Where I'm going. No, I'm just saying with all the cranberries.
Oh, the cranberry, that's
there,
right.
Know, we're killing
no, it's
them.
Blueberries.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
What
but
are you talking
got
about with
bogs out in South
All right, I was ready to take a shot at the avocado here. Look, I love healthful foods. The avocado really is good for your heart, et cetera. But it's the flakiest thing. You got to watch it around the clock. No, it's still too hard. For 30 seconds, it's just mushy enough. Then it's too mushy.
Yeah.
So the avocado is like this diva of fruits.
It's weird. I hate avocado, but I love guacamole. And it's the same exact thing.
It is. Exactly. But, some are too much trouble. Cranberry is too much trouble. Why do that?
You know
Everybody
they make
knows.
Pre-sold guacamole at the supermarket, right?
Yeah, that I've had
stay,
that.
It seems to stay fresher a bit longer.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I can go with that. But the stuffing is the side dish, nothing else. And I despise mashed potatoes, too, just an editor's note.
You know, like those sliced potato, like the potato rounds in a cheese sauce? I don't know if you've ever had
those. Okay. Yeah. What's the banquet?
So what you do is I don't know how she's doing it. My sister would always make it, but it's something involving like whole potato hash browns, like the frozen ones, combined with cheese and topped with a cornflake toasted kind of topping. It's like a crunchy, cheesy potato wonderness. It's
amazing. Okay.
Yes.
I trust Maisie. She's an accountant, so she'll do really well.
Do you eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, of course I eat turkey, yes.
Oh, okay. Mr. Vegetarian over here.
Pescatarian to you.
Eating salmon last night and turkey tomorrow. Okay.
That's right. Let's go to Lori and Ringo. She must be off lunch duty today or something. Hey, Lori, welcome in. How are you?
Oh, early dismissal. Happy
Thanksgiving. Oh, okay. We're glad. We just want to keep you away from the Zioli show and the others. We don't like that as much. You're ours over the years. Come on now.
I told you, Dom, you were my first. So,
okay. All right.
Anyway, look, I called, though, to chastise you about the ambrosia thing. I mean, how lazy are you? That is so easy. That's like a picnic dish. I'm making six pies tonight, and you're complaining about the open some cans of fruit cocktail and mixing them with marshmallows.
I made the point to ask about the chopping because at least there's some physical, you know.
No, I don't even do the opening.
No,
I just have to get them because Ro is maniacal with that ambrosia. See, it's going to trigger it again. I've gotten her off it over the years. Now you guys are going to have her back. We got to bring ambrosia tomorrow.
Just tell her ambrosia's for a picnic. I never heard of it at Thanksgiving, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the marshmallow.
Oh, no.
Wow,
just
shots fired by Lori.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going to tell her that. Lori Ringo said it. Yes. She doesn't pay attention to Dan anymore. She's been behind the scenes saying, I think Dan seems to be off on a lot of critical issues.
Oh, God.
Yes.
And Dan is totally on about the Brussels sprouts. My daughter, one out of five people in our household, loves Brussels sprouts, so we have to put up with the stink of it because they're healthy. And she roasts them, and my whole house smells.
If you roast them, they're good, Lori. It's good. So, Lori, who would you have at Thanksgiving dinner?
Wait, I didn't hear. I literally just walked out of work.
Oh, yeah, it's the annual my annual Thanksgiving side question. Who would you invite, living or dead, to Thanksgiving dinner?
And I just get one.
Three.
Three. All right. Okay. Gutfeld, Giordano, and Carlson.
Very nice.
Sorry, Dan.
Jeez, this is horrible, Dom.
Dan won't have a vote in that. I like that.
We're never doing this again.
Gutfeld, you know, is incredibly funny on the air, but I don't know off the air, Dan, if that would be, you know.
Yeah.
And Tucker Carlson is a very good guy. I've interviewed him a couple times for a book and stuff.
I disagree with Gutfeld. Well, I agree with you 100% on Tucker. But
yeah.
with Gutfeld, I've heard interviews with him before he kind of made this emergence as the comedic person on Fox News. Like, he used to go on Howard Stern pretty often, and he always brought the humor. He was always, like, a funny guy. So I really just think the Fox News producers were like, Greg, just go let it shine. And that's what we're seeing now play out with Greg Gutfeld.
It is one of the stories of this year. Speaking of our buddy Howard, Dan, he went on another tirade. He's probably off now for the next 6 weeks until the new year, I guess. Jim Kelly, a note. He's The Hill has a big piece of him today. Stern rips anti-vaxxers. I might just have to run for president in order to clean up the mess made by Americans who oppose COVID-19 vaccinations. Believe me, this is turning into a third world country because of these blanking morons we have living here. And then Robin Quivers jumped in. You were all about freedom until the morons got a hold of the place. Notice where they're going now. Howard Stern was all about freedom. Now he's not because the morons have control of freedom. What a disgraceful.
Don't embarrass yourself. He used to say this back when he had a lot of popularity and people actually gave it weight. But even the fact that he's saying that now and there's like some kind of small grumblings on a national scale, like, don't embarrass yourself, dude, because your popularity is not anywhere near what it once was. So, like, you're essentially just signing up to be...
Well, I'm trying to think, Dan. You're right. Now, you have more experience. I've only was attacked by him once for 14 minutes. By the way, that is on my top 10 list of great accomplishments. Didn't lay a glove on me. And when the then PD came and told me they were doing it, I thought, you know what? Given how vile some Stern listeners might be, I thought, oh, man, this is going to be rough. Dan, it wasn't rough at all when we heard it, right? We played it many times. And all it was stupid stuff. He didn't lay a glove on me.
Yeah, his super fan presence online has really done a 180 from being like full-born support behind Howard, everything he does, attacking people that he attacks, to now kind of switching it and looking inner. And I see a lot of the forums and the community is solely based around criticizing Howard Stern, because it's a lot of people that loved Howard, and they're lost because he essentially abandoned them.
Yeah, and it's a self-identity thing. You know, if you identify with him, you're listening just out of habit now. That's the only thing I can think of. I don't think true Stern fans would be going along with these tirades against people that are unvaccinated and, you know, the Green Bay quarterback, et cetera. Do you? I mean, that wouldn't be in what he was all about.
No, it wouldn't have been at all.
Yeah, it's really a comeuppance that a guy like Joe Rogan and Gutfeld are where people are, and he's not. And though they're getting relatively the same audience that people used to have, I'm convinced a lot of comedy to be successful is kind of libertarian. It's not conservative. It's not liberal. It's not freedom is an issue with it. Mocking those, they put up these, you know, the pettiness of bureaucrats. That's what Stern would go after. The
dumb Giordano. Dummy Giordano.
Oh, man.
Hey, Rob, let me tell you something right now about that guy. That guy's a moron. That guy's an idiot. He's like Gary right now. You know what, though? You know what I'm doing for Thanksgiving this year? Well, basically, I'm going to go over to Oprah's house, her, Kathy Lee, and Jimmy Kimmel. And I think I'm going to just I'll probably bring like a $1,000 bottle of wine. Hey, oh, thank you very much for this, by the way.
Very nice. That was seamless. I knew Jim Kelly was lurking there somewhere. That was one of your better Sterns.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Jim, your mission is to calculate when he comes back on the air. Now, we're pre-Thanksgiving.
A hard task.
No, let me see.
He's an accountant, Dom. We should probably pass
no,
it up to her.
He probably right now has started his vacation last week. He'll come on maybe Monday. Wednesday. Maybe Wednesday. Then he'll come on maybe that next Monday. And then,
hey, Robin, it's Christmas time. Got to take off for Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty much.
How do you keep this going? And Dan is kind of right. Dan knows better Stern knowledge than I.
Oh, yeah.
That a lot of this is his reaction to Rogan and the success of the others.
Oh, thank you very much right now for playing this song, by the way.
Yeah, Rob Zombie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, he's trying to carve out some kind of niche that's no longer there. There's no niche for what he's doing.
There's no, as you had said, you know, years ago, those Stern fans would have been after you with a vengeance. I mean, it would still be going on today. Go back about 30 years ago.
Exactly. Today, it was a good bump for me, Jim. It was
absolutely
a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Giordano. Dom Giordano and that other guy. The guy who's trying to imitate me, Robin.
Good stuff. All right. Ro just came into the room with all your fringos and tells me that I must go and get Ambrosia. No more Ambrosia. No, she just told me the verdict is coming in from the Aubrey trial.
For those of you people who really care, I'll be here tomorrow running Best of Dom. So.
All right. But the verdict, Dan, is coming in, so we'll get you the verdict as soon as we have it. We'll break that down. All right, that's our news sounder with Dan. As we told you, Ro even walked into the room. We have a verdict or verdicts in the three men in the case of Mr. Aubrey. Dan? What do you have?
Yeah, we're going to go just about 3 minutes ago. The judge was reading off the jury's decisions, and we're going to take that now, Dom. Here it is.
Verdict is as follows. In the Superior Court of Glynn County, State of Georgia, the State of Georgia versus Travis McMichael, case number CR000433. Jury verdict form. Count one, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. I'm going to ask that whoever just made an outburst be removed from the court, please.
Come on,
All right, you're listening to the judge reading the verdicts in the Arbery case.
They're removing the gentleman right now.
All right, Dan, maybe let's go to a summation.
There'll be no outbursts in the court, and I expect as much from the gallery. Please respect the court's desire for this as we move forward. If you feel like you need to make a comment or otherwise demonstrate with respect to the verdict, I do ask that you step out of the courtroom now. Count two, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count three, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count four, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count five, felony murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count six, aggravated assault. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count seven, aggravated assault. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count eight, false imprisonment. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Count nine, criminal attempt to commit a felony. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. Dated this 24th day of November, 2021, signed by the foreperson. Have a seat.
All right, Dan, I want to break out of this and ask the other defendants, what is the verdict for them?
I don't have that in front of me right now.
Okay. All right. So we have this with McMichaels, and he was one of the principals here. We'll give you the other two. I think they kind of follow in line with this pretty much. So it's a universal guilty verdict on the people involved in this killing. Now, what is the significance of this? Well, it was conflated with Rittenhouse, and as I saw this, even though I didn't watch this as diligently as we watch Rittenhouse, what happened here showed the justice system does work. And I think there's all the difference in the world when you take a look at these guys and what they were engaged in versus Kyle Rittenhouse protecting himself. So Travis McMichael guilty on all nine counts here in this case. It's going to be interesting to see the cable channels,
MSNBC.
All defendants are guilty of the higher crime. All counts stand or just the higher crimes?
Gregory McMichael, one of three men, has been found guilty. So I'm reading off of the headline,
right.
I'm sorry, was just changed on CNN to, they're switching around because obviously this is a breaking news story. And it says all defendants guilty of murder in Arbery's death is the current headline.
That's the critical part to this. Yeah, all the others we'll get to at some point. So what does that tell us, 855-839-1210, about the criminal justice system and those that were trying to link this to something amiss in that because of what happened with Kyle Rittenhouse? What I think it tells us is the jury system works. They saw the evidence that we've been seeing, maybe not in as great detail as we saw with Rittenhouse, and the jury came back with this decision in the matter of this. Are people going to acknowledge that and stop conflating all this as if there's some kind of conspiracy out there?
I have the full thing now, Dom.
Okay.
Jurors found Travis McMichael guilty of malice murder, four counts of felony murder, two counts of aggravated assault, false imprisonment, and criminal attempt to commit a felony. Jurors found Greg McMichael, that's the father of Travis McMichael, guilty on all four counts of felony murder, two counts of aggravated assault, false imprisonment, and criminal intent to commit a felony. Jurors found him not guilty on charges of malice murder. And jurors also found McMichael's neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, guilty of felony murder and aggravated assault.
All right. Now, for at least the first two, that's easily life imprisonment. The other one might be life imprisonment, I think, under Georgia law. I don't know if they have the death penalty or not. They may have it. 855-839-1210. We'd love to get your reaction. One of the great parts about doing the noon to three we've been talking about today, we've been doing this since July, I told you, is most of the breaking news happens right before the show or during the show. So 855-839-1210, we're trying to get to Alan Dershowitz. I see this, again, as people looking at the facts before them. You've seen some of the video. I have no complaint with this. And Kyle Rittenhouse, maybe this will dispel the major argument of the left about all this. Dan, what's your reaction?
I'm happy the justice worked out the way it should have, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's the way I see this case, too. Absolutely. I don't think it was the mob or whatever influencing this. I think this was a just verdict, just like I did with Kyle Rittenhouse. It was a just verdict.
Yes, that's right. It's that time of the day when producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program to bring you time with Dom. But as often is the case, we have some breaking news, and that's the trial of Ahmaud Arbery has been settled. All three men have been found guilty of felony murder. So, Dom, I'm going to give it back to you just because we have a breaking news story here, and it's not some time for talking about whether or not you're going to grow a mustache or not. It's some serious stuff going on. So, Dom, take it away, sir.
Well, thank you for being so generous. We'll have that on Friday with you again. Well, yeah, I guess we can do that on – well, now we have our TV or movie guy.
Yeah, we're doing
Friday.
We should make
up on Friday if you have something. Okay. A little Friday with Dan would be good. But anyhow, I'm looking at the argument that I think the jury bought from the prosecution. Under Georgia law, if you don't have immediate knowledge of a crime being committed, then you can't claim citizen arrest, okay? Without the claim of citizen's arrest, the theory of the defense of these three men falls apart. So are we going to hear an acknowledgement for once? I'm waiting from those on the left, people like the Reverend Al Sharpton and others. Here in Georgia, of all places, the jury has looked at the law, looked at the facts around this, and made the decision these were unjust actions. They were indeed murders. Now, different defendants were not all found the same thing. That really is not the point here, though. These are serious consequences. Hey, Dan, can you just check? Does Georgia still have the death penalty? It might be one of those states that has the death penalty, I'm not sure, versus life imprisonment. Or it may not. I don't remember the last time I saw Georgia. Usually the execution I see in Alabama or Texas, where executions happen. Do they effectively have a death penalty?
I believe that they do. I'm looking here.
It's going to be interesting if the prosecution, if this is death penalty eligible or not.
It is indeed active, yes.
It is active. Yep. Okay. So we'll see if the death penalty, now this brings the left into play again. They're against the death penalty. So what more would they want from the jury, from the system here? The system worked. They looked at this and they matched up the law, which you heard some of those things, felony with malice. And each state has little different variants of this. They essentially believe they killed Mr. Aubrey and that self-defense did not apply here. And maybe they bought into this was just an attack along racial lines. We'll hear when the jury speak, but that's what I'm reading into it. So how are you feeling about this? And doesn't this then, in any reasonable mind, push back against that narrative that people can't get justice if they're not white in America? The same thing you hear day after day after day with Rittenhouse, even all the people involved, attorneys, defendant, plaintiffs, the people that died, were all white. Doesn't in any reasonable way that have to be acknowledged? And with this decision, I guess all that's left is to see whether or not, I'm not sure, I would go for the death penalty in this case, based upon what I see and what the charges are and what the jury saw and what they did. I don't think it should be a life imprisonment type of deal. I don't know about all three, though. I'm not sure the complicit of one of them, but at least the main actors in this. Yeah, it's a death penalty case. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you need to do is just push #1210, and we'll continue talking about this. We have Representative Martina White, who represents a portion of Northeast Philadelphia, on with us. To kind of rebut what we've been talking about all morning long, this buffoonish but dangerous news conference of all these progressives spending all that money in Philadelphia in the wake of 500 homicides and growing at a clip that at this projection would be easily over 550 homicides or more. What's their explanation? Too many people in Pennsylvania have guns. Oaks, Pennsylvania is evil. That's where all these guns are, and that's why people are killing each other in Philadelphia. All right, so we'll get to both. At 2:14, we have Dom's money. Somebody's asleep there.
I'm not ready for it.
That's all right. Dom's money melody.
It's Dom.
There it is.
Money melody.
We'll have that. And Dan, today, is it a quote? It's from a movie again, right?
It is from a movie. It's a it's a late great that uttered a phrase in a time-relevant film. So we're looking for the name of that late great actor.
Okay. That will be at 2:14. You have a chance to win a great prize. Martina White next, but your calls. This decision wasn't widely as followed this jury trial as was Rittenhouse because of the stakes involved in Rittenhouse, but it's big, and I think it refutes what the left says. All that in a big 2 o'clock hour on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.